We can't hear that.
It was like I heard nothing.
Can you
No.
hear that? Oh, goodness. I was on ASMR.
Well, you probably need to turn it up because we can't hear
You can
that.
hear that? Oh my
Barely.
gosh. Never mind. What's good, y'all?
I didn't hear what you said. I just heard whispering.
Trying to like tap and stuff, and it's not working.
Well, tap it now. Did you turn it up? No.
Nope.
Hear it?
No.
I heard yours, and I can't hear Jay's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
What? Let's
Anyways,
just go.
there we go.
All right, let's go, y'all. Welcome back to episode 15 of UNC. Who are my lovely people?
Greetings. Greetings.
Hello.
How's everyone doing today? How was y'all week?
Pretty chill. I didn't do much. Wait, yes, I did. I went to a concert, but that was it.
You
Oh
did?
yeah. Yeah. On
She
Sunday.
always be bringing those up like they're such a trivial thing to happen. Like, oh yeah, I went to a concert. Oops, forgot.
I know. We'll talk about that in the cake corner though.
Yeah.
You do that. Anyways, moving on.
No.
How was your week, Roman?
I know, you go ahead. You already started your sentence. I didn't know Jay was gonna like kick people. I thought we were just going out there. My bad.
Sorry, I'll be quiet.
No, I don't know. I feel like the week kind of started off kind of iffy, and then it like I want to say like the last 2 days were like a really good day.
That's
So
good.
it's like improving slowly. So we'll see what tomorrow brings.
All right, all right.
And
Well,
now I'm officially on break for one whole week from work, so I am going to have
wow.
a great rest like next
I
week. I know that
wish.
much.
I wish.
You
Man, I wish too.
just got to deal with children to get that kind of reward, though.
Maybe
My
I
brother's
need to
off
work with
too.
children. He is. Oh, right, because this. Okay, I see.
Well, that sounds like fun, Jay.
Yeah. Sounds great. Oh, wait,
I'm so sick in my
that
room.
means, oh man, that means Anthony's off.
Are the Aunt Yos gonna be home as well?
Never mind. I'm
Oh,
shut up.
snap. My name.
My name too.
My bad, should have warned y'all. I'll black it out though. Okay.
Appreciate it.
Well, yeah, it's gonna be a long week next week for me. Next 2 weeks, actually.
Yeah, same.
That?
It's a lot going on. Actually, next 3 weeks. Wait. Yeah.
Yeah, the only weekend I have off is the 9th and then the 28th of December.
Oh,
Dang.
wow.
We booked.
That sounds rough.
Booked and busy.
Yep.
All I know is I'm off next week. I go back for 3 weeks and I'm off 2 weeks. That's all my brain is telling me.
So, enjoy that time off.
Yeah,
I am. I am.
Hello.
It's the best part of the year.
My week was chill. It was nice having my phone.
No, finally.
Yeah.
Getting back to modern technology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No longer feel like a caveman.
I didn't realize how important my phone was to my life. Because every single thing I needed for like verification, they said, okay, you could get this information, but you have to verify it on your phone. So then send this code to your phone. I'm like, I can't do anything. So,
Yeah, we use our phone for everything.
yeah.
So people be
It's
trying to
like,
figure out why we always on it, but like we literally use it for everything. So we need
Yeah,
it.
everything is literally via technology.
Yeah. And then it was rainy.
It was. It was beautiful.
It was such a nice
It
day.
was
So I'm glad it was
horrible.
neat.
Excuse me?
I was out
How?
there in the rain delivering them doggone tables. It was
Oh.
horrible.
It was beautiful,
Try being out
finally.
there
I
in the
hate the
rain
rain.
with first and second graders, man. It's a bit rougher.
Oh, yeah.
Girl.
I love the rain. It's my favorite type of weather. I was having a
I
great
love it
time.
too. I'd rather deal with my kids in the rain. At least it look pretty and it smell nice.
Yes, the smell.
Y'all like the smell of
The
rain? Oh,
smell
y'all
of
are
rain
weird.
is
The smell of rain
amazing.
is
Beautiful.
beautiful. No, the smell
There's like a
of
whole
rain smell like
scientific name for
COVID.
it. It's
No,
so
it
good.
don't. First of all,
What?
what does COVID smell like? It don't make no
I
sense.
don't know.
I thought
Like
COVID
rain.
was
It's
literally
like
you couldn't
Ebola.
smell. So how does that work?
Yeah.
It smell like an illness.
No, it doesn't. No, it
Yeah,
doesn't.
dude.
It
I can't stand the
smells.
smell of rain.
It smells like comfort.
It
I
smells
like
like
how
comfort.
Earth look after rain. Like them photos I took on Instagram. But
No,
other
it
than
just tastes
that,
like wet asphalt. That's all. Which is like the best smell.
yeah,
No, probably not.
I don't think I've ever met a human who didn't like the smell of rain.
Right,
Like,
like
are
you
you
don't even have to
okay?
like rain, but like the smell of
Well,
it
I'm
is
perfectly
always.
fine.
Anyways,
I'm perfectly fine. Are
moving
y'all
on.
okay? No,
Guessing you had a rough week because you was out there delivering tables in the rain.
definitely had a rough week. Boss gonna have to hear about this. You know what I'm saying?
Oh
About the
my
weather?
goodness.
Nah, about this work week. Nah, it was just tragic the whole way through. Let's see. Monday was cool.
Okay, I thought you were about to get into details. We gotta move on.
Oh no, I wasn't. No, Monday was cool. Well, I never got to tell my side of the story, chump. Monday was cool. I don't remember Tuesday. But
Tuesday
Wednesday.
was when it really started raining.
Right.
Really? Not where I was.
See, you was having a great time. Look at that rain.
Nah.
Came through.
I don't know if he didn't enjoy
Wednesday.
it. He can't even remember it.
You really about
No,
to go through your whole week, but day by day?
Wednesday wasn't fun. But Thursday, I left work at 6 at night. And then today, I got back at work at 4. A long day. A very unnecessary long day. Today, installed, the legs didn't want to work. One didn't move. The other sounded like it was on his last leg.
The lead sounded like he was on his last leg.
Yeah. You should have heard it. It was like, I was like, dang, bruh. You're new. What are you dying for? So had to unassemble all that. Yesterday was a long day because we was just far out. I forgot where we went. But it was traffic on the way back. And it was hour and a half traffic to get to Lancaster today. And it took us 2 hours to get back.
Oh, we're
Dang.
all the way out in Lancaster?
Yeah.
That is literally the middle of nowhere.
Apparently that's LA County too.
What?
Is it really?
Yeah.
I thought that was San Bernardino. That was us.
Made me mad.
Well, who knew putting together tables could be such a struggle?
Okay, moving on.
But would you rather do that or be jobless?
At this point, being jobless sounds like fun.
Oh my
Y'all
God.
don't even understand the politics behind this.
Know
Moving
what? I
on.
agree, actually, but
this podcast might be short or long, depending on what happens going forward.
Yay.
So, for this episode, we have just a few would you rather debates. All of these debates I found from a Squadcast. Shout out to ADD. So I'm a
Oh,
so this is a
80.
26.
Oh, shout out. Okay, sorry.
So this is a 26. So what we're gonna do is I'm gonna ask you guys for a number. And I'm gonna read off that whatever number is listed on my list that I wrote down.
Okay.
Oh, am I doing the generator or no?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, just making sure.
Okay, who going first? How are we doing this? Or are we
I say
doing
Jay go
it?
first.
Wait, are we doing it individually or we just picking a number and then everybody answer?
Yeah, pick a number and everybody's gonna
Oh,
answer.
Okay, I get it. Okay. Oh, go ahead, Roman. Pick a number.
Okay, I'm gonna generate.
Yes.
Six.
Why you say it so aggressively?
I ate some spicy chips and it's really messing me up right now.
You said six.
Okay. Put my alarm on. Okay. Would you rather have a significant other with an annoying boyfriend or girlfriend, or a significant other with an intimidating ex?
Wait, what?
My significant other basically like my boyfriend or girlfriend? Like
no,
my boyfriend?
Oh.
I'm confused.
Oh, sorry. I read that wrong. An annoying best friend.
Yeah, because I was like, if I'm the significant one, why they got another one?
Yeah, like, sorry. I was like, what's that? Okay, so, okay.
Let me put that over.
Yeah.
So would you rather have a significant other with an annoying best friend or a significant other with an intimidating ex?
I choose annoying best friend.
I'm curious on how you would describe an intimidating.
Yeah,
ex.
Like
are they, oh yeah. Do they look intimidating, or are they just?
Are they actually
an
intimidating?
Absolute unit of a person.
They look intimidating.
Oh, then I deal with the person that looks intimidating.
Yeah, so like that
a lot of those people are
actually
nice.
They are, you know.
Yeah, because they could look a certain way, but that don't mean I'm going to feel threatened necessarily by them.
Exactly. Because what are they going to do?
And especially for, like, I think females, that's kind of weird because, you know, she could look, like, pretty buffed out, like she could beat me up, but I don't think that would, like, scare me.
Yeah.
Or anything like that.
See, because the best friend, we got to deal with, you know, because they're best friends.
Consistently, so, probably, yeah.
No, I can't deal with it.
How often am I really supposed to be seeing this ex anyway? If I'm seeing her too often, then that's his problem, and I'm going to have to deal with that. So, yeah, the best friend, though, that's an all-the-time thing, and I can't really be rude to the best friend because it's his best friend.
Well, I'm being rude.
Yeah, I'd probably pick the ex, because, like, when are we really going to see them, you know? They're the ex.
We should not be seeing them.
Yeah, exactly. We shouldn't be seeing them.
I should not be seeing them. Maybe once or twice, but other than that, nah.
Yeah. So, I say the intimidating ex.
I cannot deal with anybody that's annoying.
Exactly.
My facial expressions will give it away.
Same.
That and your silence.
Yeah, that and my silence.
Jay's silence
is never
very,
going to be talking when
loud.
Certain people come around. It's going to be kind of obvious.
Yeah.
Jay's silence is very, very loud. It's hilarious.
It is. He's screaming.
And then she does that deep inhale. That's when you know you really get
exactly.
on her nerves.
That's why I told you. That's why I told you when that girl hit your car and you didn't say nothing. That's why I could tell something happened because of how loud your silence was.
Like your whole body like readjusts when like your silence and everything like that is it's powerful, Jay.
Yeah.
Okay. I never heard that. Okay, that's interesting. All right, next number.
I got you. 5.
Wow, 6-5. Okay.
Hey.
We have 1 through 26, and we got 6 and 5.
Would you rather work in the heat or work in the rain?
Rain.
Rain.
Heat.
I think we already answered this question.
We literally was just talking about this. It's funny.
Burning it.
The rain. I don't like being hot.
Like,
and the rain is my favorite type
of
weather.
Like, awful, Roman. You really want to be like in 110 degree heat putting together a table?
In all honesty, I was doing it when I first started working there. That warehouse got hot. So
you want to stay rather do and that. You've seen both sides.
Yeah, and I still rather do that. I can't stand the rain.
I can't stand the rain.
I don't need to get out my head. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I would rather do the rain. Because in the heat, it's hard to cool down when you're hot. It's easier to warm up if you're in the rain. And plus, rain is water, and I like to play in the water.
Child.
I'm like, you ever just open your mouth?
All I hear is like the flashbacks of me yelling at all my kids to not play in the puddles.
Sorry,
that's ridiculous.
Or you don't have to walk through, go around the puddle. I don't know why you gotta walk through it, go around.
Because, yeah, it has to happen. It's part of the process.
It does.
Maybe if you're a child, but okay.
Wow. No, because if I don't do it, it's going to be on my mind that I missed the perfect opportunity for a perfect splash.
Yeah, and it's water.
What does water have to do with it?
It's a puddle.
Yeah, you don't see water on the ground every day. It's coming from the sky, and it's on the ground. You jump
so that
in.
Means somebody is jumping.
When I jump in that puddle, I feel like I'm a step up.
That's such an old reference.
Hey, but they was boogieing in the rain, wasn't they?
Shout out to Channing Tatum.
Hilarious guy, by the way.
He is.
Like, I gotta watch that movie again now.
I know, right?
Yeah, see.
You know, I don't remember that movie.
What? I'm not surprised. I mean, moving on.
It's Jay. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Next number.
Yeah. Next number.
11.
Okay.
11.
Oh my God.
Would you rather find out you were adopted or find out you were the secret in the family?
I always am scared. No, I know I'm not adopted, but I always be having this fear that I'm like, one day, I feel like they're going to tell me I'm adopted and I'll feel so hurt.
I'm sorry.
I would rather be a secret.
How is that going to make you feel hurt?
That I was adopted?
Yeah, I mean, they take care of you so well, you don't.
No, like, I would be like hurt that they're not my real parents, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what is a real parent? I never understood the whole, like, I'm adopted. Because it's like, a parent to me is someone who actually takes care of you, not just, you know, the biological factor that contributed to your being. So it's like, even if they weren't my biological parents, my biological parents obviously don't matter because they didn't raise me. They didn't take care of me. They're basically not my parents.
Right.
So you're telling me that in the movies where that little baby, like, for example, Tarzan, you telling me, what's that dude's
best adoption story?
What was the male gorilla's name? Kershak?
I don't remember.
I don't know.
But you telling me those were his parents? Nah. Those are his parents.
I understand it.
Tarzan is not the reference you should use because, yes, literally they were gorillas. So, no, they were not his parents. They weren't even technically his species.
Should have used Norbit.
What?
Should have used Norbit as an example.
What?
Norbit was adopted.
Okay.
Anyway, continue.
You know what? I'd actually take
no, I'm,
continue.
I'm saying, dang. But what I'm saying is using her definition of what she believes a parent is. Kershak and them took care of him. They made sure he was fed. I don't know about, he can't really say clothes, but you know, he was bathed and so on and so forth. They took care of him. He was able to survive and thrive because of their quote unquote guidance.
Yeah. I feel like I understand them, you know, being hurt about, because my parents, if I found out my parents wasn't my real parents, I would be sad. Because it's like, it's nothing like, you know, having that relationship with the person that made you, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
I don't get it.
But, you know, yeah, I think, of course, people appreciate the people who take them in and raise them, and they look at them as their parents. But, you know, it's nothing like having a relationship or with your biological parents who, you know, made you, you know. And then you find out that the people that were taking care of you this whole time aren't who, you know, the mother that you've always looked at as your mother wasn't the one who gave birth to you.
I don't know what giving birth has to signify, though. That's just, I don't know. I was like, making a child doesn't make you a parent, in my opinion, though.
But that child wouldn't exist.
Yeah, if she didn't give birth, went through nine, like all of them 9 months carrying her, right? Or him.
It compared to, like, for example, 24 years of raising me.
Right, but that's 9 months is not easy either. And labor is a whole nother thing. So
now I somewhat understand how certain people may feel if like the parent was abusive or like they didn't really take care of them. Like from that perspective, I can see where a person's coming from. But if the parent does the necessities, make sure you're fed, you're clothed, you got a roof over your head, and you can get to your destinations and back home safely, they take care of you.
Well, yeah. What I'm saying is I also get why, you know, people would want a relationship with their biological parents.
Oh, no, Like, I'd be hurt if I found out that this was in my biological family.
Yeah, you know.
I'm like, man, I had to put up with all y'all nonsense and we not related.
Yeah, man. We're not, like, blood related at all, but, you know.
No. That's why I'm
coming out. I feel like my family raised me that, you know, blood doesn't mean anything. It's very insignificant. Because even my mom, she could find out who her, like, biological dad is. Because she was raised by, like, her stepdad and everything like that. But she was like, oh, he didn't matter in my life because he wasn't the one who raised me. So she never, like, took the path of finding out, like, who he was or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's very much our family of, like, you know, it's about the people who are actually there in your life compared to the people who just, you know, DNA helped you.
Yeah. No, I get that, too. I get that. But I also get the people who do, you know, want to, you know.
On the books and on the record and through DNA, technically, that man is her father. Yeah, she may view as a, like, the stepdad as her father, which everyone has their right to do so. I'm just saying that, you know, scientifically and just in general, a parent is a person who helped give birth to you. The two DNA strands, if they extract your DNA, who are the two first closest, you know, encounters or closest to your, you know, wherever your DNA thing is, wherever it's called. Those are your parents.
Yeah.
Now, whether or not you want to accept that as your reality is up to you. But the reality is.
Because 2 + 2 = 4. Like, yes, they would be my physical parents. It's just, I guess the emotional connection would really not be there for me because they just.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Technical physical parents.
Yeah. I get that.
I would absolutely hate if I were to find out I was the secret in the family.
Really?
What is the secret of the family, though?
Like someone had a side baby.
What would that really mean?
Oh, a side baby.
Yeah.
I'd be pissed.
Like, you think, like, your family is your family, but in reality, you were the child of...
Oh, absolutely not. See, I didn't...
Yeah.
Okay, that's way worse. See, I didn't think that was... Okay, no. I'd rather be adopted.
Same.
She didn't switch to her whole answer. So, wait, am I, like, the baby from, like, a mistress or, like, a second family?
Mistress, side baby. You know, but they kept it a secret. You ever seen Madea's Big Happy Family, the play or the movie?
Uh-huh. Well, not the play.
Like Byron, Lil Bow Wow, his character, he was the secret in the family.
Barry.
Yeah, he was secret in family, and the person that he thought was his sister this whole time was his mom.
Mom.
No,
I do kind of hate that.
Oh yeah, I'd be hot.
Absolutely not.
I will lose all trust.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's your entire family lying to you.
Mm-hmm. My reality is just shattering.
Yeah. No, I absolutely not. I say I'd rather be adopted.
Yeah, I can handle adoption. That's fine. But like, see, to have like that's my brother, or that, like, not my brother. That's like my sister. But that's really my mom. I don't even like that.
Oh my
God. No, that made my stomach turn.
Mm-mm. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
It makes me nice. Because I feel
like
you,
like when you're raised with that sort of like, you know, sibling relationship and everything like that, but then you find out, no, that's the person who, like, you know, gave birth to you and was supposed to be like taking care of you. And then it's not just her, it's like, you know, her mama, who's your grandmama, was lying to you. All the aunts, all the uncles, everybody who was alive at that time, they just was sworn to secrecy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous, ridiculous.
Cannot do that at all.
I can't be a Byron.
That would have been the start of my villain arc.
All right, next one. Let's do like two or three more.
All right.
18?
Okay. Would rather things be too sweet or not sweet enough?
What do you mean, like food?
Like food or like life?
Food.
I don't know. I just think certain food shouldn't be sweet.
You said too sweet or not sweet enough?
Yeah.
I think not sweet enough. Because yeah, that means it's like it is still sweet, but it's just not sweet enough.
Yeah. I could add two, but I can't take away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So if it's already like too sweet, then the whole thing is ruined and there's really nothing I can do about it. But if it's like just barely not sweet enough, it's like either I'll just like handle it or I could just fix it. I got sugar.
I agree.
I thought it was considered not sweet enough no matter what I did.
I mean, that's not what it said though. So
that's what I was coming.
I feel like that's kind of scientifically impossible.
No. Nah. It is a would you rather in life for the rest of your life, would you rather have food where it's too sweet, or would you rather have it where food is just not sweet enough?
You adding a lot of words to that would you rather that was not.
No, I'm just saying that's what I thought the question was asked.
Okay, no.
You could just listen to the question and know it.
I did.
No.
I did listen to it. I did.
You added some stuff at the end.
I just misinterpreted it.
Oh my goodness. I get a lot of flack for not. There's this drink that I like.
Flavor profile of foods.
There's this drink that I like, and it's a form of apple juice, but it's not as sweet as the.
Because it's for kids.
Can I finish, please? It's not as sweet as the normal apple juice. I get a lot of
Was
for that.
Said apple juice ever used to, you know, try and wash hair?
No.
Okay. Just checking. That puts me into helps me remember which brand of apple juice. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it has 40% less water. I think it's.
So it's like watered down apple juice?
Pretty much. Because again, it's for children. It's for toddlers.
I'm fine with that. There's like certain stuff that I'll purposely water down. Cause I think
that's what I'm
like
saying. Like,
sweet.
I'd rather have that than like too sweet apple juice. Apple juice, that's too sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I can't have watered down apple juice.
That's great.
Give
I
me
love
my
it.
Diabetes.
So you pick too sweet then?
Sure, I'll take too sweet.
No, I think I already think a lot of things are too sweet.
I feel like
maybe that's why.
I feel like years ago I would have picked too sweet, but like I don't know now, no.
Yeah,
I used to like really sweet things, but I don't know about that now.
I think I already feel like a lot of things that I eat are already too sweet. Like when I have desserts, I have to have like water to like just take the sweetness and cut it and everything like that. So if stuff get too sweet compared to what I already think it is, that's just gonna be nasty to me.
Yeah. with that. All
Pretty
right.
sweet.
Are we moving on or to the next one?
Yeah,
All
next one.
right.
Eight.
Is your generator never gonna pick like a 20?
I know. You never got to 20.
Can we skip
Okay.
eight and go to 20? It's gonna bother
Her
you.
reaction, I kind of want to know what eight is.
Yeah. Would you
Oh.
rather never change your underwear or never brush your teeth?
Oh, wow.
Is death an option? I hate both of those so much. I'd rather just die.
Never change my underwear.
I would never
Do you
brush
have
my
like
teeth.
an explanation?
Get some Febreze, man. Just shh, get some Downy
No.
strips.
Diseases, absolutely
I
not. Oh my God.
You know, oh, I don't know.
But bad breath, this is like permanent. So bad breath, gingivitis, all that.
I know,
No.
that's the thing. I feel like it's like worse consequences if you don't brush your
Yeah.
teeth.
You
Like
definitely
for
smelling my breath.
females, not changing your underwear? Wait, I
No.
guess you could wash it all the time, though.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just wash it and then put it
I don't
back
know why
on.
Roman automatically said Febreze when there was a
I
washing
was assuming
machine.
that this is like just glued to your body. Ain't no way getting it off.
Yeah.
Now, this
You need to
can be
stop assuming with these
removed.
questions. You assuming
If it
so
can be
much.
removed, throw that bad boy in a washer, put it back on. But if it can't,
Yeah.
Febreze,
You okay with both
Downy
options?
strips, or when you take your shower, wash it with it. Shower and detergent.
Okay.
The way your mind works is just very different.
I guess you
I
gotta
don't
do
know
what you
what
gotta
more to
do.
say.
You do what you gotta do in a circumstance
I feel
like
like I
that.
would rather do that than not brush my teeth. So,
Yeah.
because it just more consequences with it. You get like gum disease, you get, what's it called? Cavities, toothaches are not are no joke. So,
Compared to like a whole rash.
like, yes, I feel like toothaches are worse. Those things hurt. You gotta just deal with it. I don't know. And then dentists are expensive.
Yeah, they are.
That's true.
I would never brush my teeth. I will like, well, I have to change my underwear. I can't. I just mentally I
I'm
can't.
okay.
I'd
Yeah.
rather not brush my teeth because there's ways around it.
After a while, your breath gets so bad. Dry gum can't help. Listerine can't help. Mints can't help. After a while, your breath just so bad, you're done.
To floss and use a tongue
But that's
scraper.
just, yeah, I was like, that's
No,
just
that's a part of
brushing. I
cleaning.
can
That's a
still
part of the
floss. I can
cleaning
still
process
like
of your
tongue
teeth.
scrape. I can still literally wipe it if I
They
really
said
need to.
brush.
Brushing
Yeah.
your teeth is about cleaning your teeth.
It says brush.
Yeah,
So you
give me
turn.
a towel and some like peppermint essential oil. I'm gonna be good. I can make it work. But my underwear must be changed. I already need like I'm one of those people where I have to have 13 pairs on like a 2 day trip just because anything could
Same. I
happen.
always
Like,
bring so much
yeah.
underwear.
I'd rather bring too much than too little. So that's just not gonna work for me.
And two, and think about like the cycle, like a woman's cycle. You
Did
can
you
never
forget
change
about that,
that.
Anaya? And I completely forgot about that.
That's why
It's
I
funny
said
that I
for
forgot about that
females,
when I'm
like.
currently on it too. That's funny. Okay,
Yeah.
I'm seeing what you mean.
The issues, the diseases that could come from not changing that compared to some, a toothache.
Okay, I think I changed my answer.
Well, I got them issues. I'd rather be able to brush my teeth than change my underwear. We'll find a way.
Don't say, well, you will find a way, but the
I'll
rest
find
of
a
us
way.
are
Where
not
there's a
there.
will, there's a way. And I have a
Good
will.
luck with that.
I feel like that was very judgmental. That was a judgmental good look with that.
You said number
Because
20.
I don't know how you don't want to change your underwear. My mind's not wrapping around that quite a bit.
Because when a person, when I go up to somebody, I've been a victim of being around people who breast stunk so badly that I wanted to just end it all. And I'm sorry, but being around people who got bad breath is going to end up you not having no friends. I'm
if you
just
smell
saying.
like 17 day old underwear, I think the same amount of friends.
But
I
feel there's like, ways getting around
but
it.
But it didn't say, I don't, it didn't say that we couldn't wash it though, so.
Which is why me and Jay was like, you know, you could just wash your teeth, you just can't brush them.
How you wash
okay,
your
but
teeth?
The same could be
I
said about
literally
the
said,
underwear
you
too.
take a towel and you put some like peppermint essential oil and you just rub your teeth down. And then you could floss and then you tongue scrape. It's the same thing.
Exactly. It's the same thing as brushing your teeth. No. Any form, brushing your teeth is cleaning your teeth. This is the whole process of cleaning your mouth.
So you allow to clean your underwear, but I cannot clean my teeth in the same scenario?
I'm just saying.
I think both the is like ways to get around it is just girls is a little harder. So that's why I changed my answer with the whole period thing. But I think there's ways to get around both. Cause it didn't say you couldn't wash the underwear. So like literally you just wear the same pair, but just wash it. And then for the teeth, what you guys said.
Even if it get holes. I'm choking.
Okay, that, I don't know.
What was he saying, Jay? Something about 20? Let's go 20.
Okay, 21 questions with your parents or your ex.
I don't have an ex.
Yeah, I don't have an ex.
But if I 22? Did, but if I did, I guess in the scenario if
I'd
we did.
I'd still probably take them because I could say anything to them and it still wouldn't really matter because we're exes. My parents, though, you know, you had too much slip. They're going to be talking about that for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't want to know my parents that well.
Okay.
Yeah, I
yeah,
think I'll do the
forth.
X.
Yeah,
I know too
I
much
don't.
Already about my parents.
Yeah,
so.
I don't want to. I don't want to know any more than what I already know.
Yeah, I know too much. I know way too much.
Yeah, would you like to know more, Jay?
No. My story has been revealed to me from the very beginning. All right. We're at what, like 35 minutes? Wanna do one more or you wanna end it?
I don't know. Because I feel like there's a
did
possibility.
Did you read through all of them, Jay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like which one do you think is like your favorite?
Or like one you think it would be like will cause like a long conversation. If there isn't one, just let us know. We can just end this.
You could edit in some Jeopardy music.
I just read them all and then, you know, it's whatever.
We'll do like a speed round.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoopings or creative punishments?
Whoopings or what?
Or creative punishments?
Oh, no,
creative
what
punishments?
What
does
me?
That mean? No. I
think I
got
some diabolical people in my
I
family.
Don't
want to
see.
Me?
I don't want to see how creative my parents can be. Okay, now. Just whoop me.
I would say creative.
I know you would.
Whatever. Big spoon or little spoon?
Little spoon.
Little.
Oh, no.
I'll be both. Missing front tooth or missing an eyebrow?
Missing an eyebrow.
Yeah, could you draw that on? I cannot be Krishan missing that one.
Exactly.
I don't know. Can if I miss it too? Can I still get like caps for him? Like people do caps all the time.
It's expensive.
I mean, even if I miss like an eyebrow, I can like put a hat and cover it. You know?
What hat covers
you say
that?
A hat? What hat is that low, Jay?
Like a fedora, like the smooth criminal hat.
That doesn't cover your eyebrow.
You just gonna be wearing that all the time.
Once again, just draw it on. My goodness, you doing too much.
Wow. Cold shower or cold dinner?
Cold dinner. I don't actually like my dinners warm, so that's fine.
What?
FBI,
you know, I will ask for elaboration later.
No, like, I really don't warm up my food. So, like, I meal prep for, like, the whole week and everything like that, and I never, like, put it in the microwave. I don't, like, warm it in the oven. I just eat everything cold because I prefer it cold.
You know, I'm
like, even, like, leftovers and stuff like that. Like, if we have leftover pizza, I'm eating cold pizza for, like, the entire time.
Oh, nah.
No.
I don't re-warmed up pizza. I will wait for my pizza to get cold. Like, I got Costco. Every time I would get Costco pizza, I'd literally, like, take the foil off and wait to get home to eat it so that it could cool down. Because now it's just, I'm not a hot food person. I don't enjoy it.
I was with you for a sec.
I'm always taking, like, any sort of doggy bag from a restaurant home, and I will spend like 4 days eating it because I'm waiting for it to like just, yeah, I'd rather have it cold.
Oh, no, no,
absolutely not.
No, nah. I'd rather deal with a cold shower.
I was with you.
I mean, I don't mind cold showers either. Like, I feel like I normally take cold showers, but every once in a while, it's like that really cold day outside or something, and I need a warm shower.
I think I would rather have cold food than cold shower because I can't do it. I don't know.
I'll find a way. I'll speed run it.
Or there's just like those certain days when you feel like really kind of like grummy and stuff. Like I need heat to like know that I'm clean.
I don't know though. I don't like cold food.
No. No.
I don't know. Cold food's great to me.
No, I'm sorry.
I was agreeing with you for the first half. And then you kind of went left. Because sometimes I'll eat my food cold, which is probably why I gotta stop doing that because my stomach will be messed up after that. But yeah, I agree with you. Like 50-50, 35.
Actually, I think I'll take a cold shower.
I gotta do a cold shower. I'm sorry. My food gotta be hot. I can't have hot food cold.
Yeah.
I can't eat a cold burger.
Oh, I love cold burgers.
It's
oh
not
my
that
God.
Bad.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. When you put it, like, directly in the refrigerator and then, like, your bun gets, like, crispy, but, like, everything else is still kind of, like, cold.
No.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Moving on. No.
What?
This is
the bun is crispy. If you don't,
you know, we already had that discussion in like earlier podcasts about how I basically already put everything in the refrigerator. So let's just say I'm a cold food person. Let's just leave it at that.
You need to be locked up in an asylum.
Why am I going to be in an asylum just because I enjoyed a cold burger?
No, the way you described the nonsense. No one buys Costco pizza and let it cool.
Like, you're literally like deliberately wanting it to be cold. That's crazy. No.
That is wild. You let it cool down a bit to where your mouth can tolerate the heat, so you're not while you eat it. But
let it
freeze up on
again. So I don't eat meat. So basically, like when my family gets pizzas, they normally get two. So one is like my whole pizza, and the other one is like my family's pizza and everything like that. And I, when it gets here, I will maybe have like one slice. And that's it. Which means the whole rest of the week is just going to be me having, like, you know, leftover pizza. And all that, I would prefer to eat cold. Like, no. I don't need warm stuff like that. No.
Well, you know what? She says something. She don't eat meat. That explains so much. Her natural habitat of food is cold.
That's weird.
Salad. You don't heat up salad. You know,
salad is the only other food if you don't eat meat.
What else you eat?
everything else. Again, I could have like a vegetarian burger.
No, that's not a burger. That's not a burger. That's just plants mixed up into a ball and slapped on a grill. That ain't no burger.
Because you made one before?
Yeah.
But like, what is it? But what is it made of, though?
It depends on which one you get. Some of them are beans. Some of them are like more soy-based. Others are actual vegetables that are mixed together.
Beans?
Yeah, like black beans.
Oh, you gonna be on a toilet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's black bean burgers. I really like black bean burgers.
That's the issue. That's not a burger. That's just a bunch of black beans just
what classifies together. As a burger? Like, I have a
it gotta be meat.
Product with some lettuce, tomato, pickle, and a bun. Like, what else do you need?
That's a salad. That's literally a salad.
Oh my goodness.
I think this is about to be really long, Jay. Yes. I think we need to move on before he start ranting some more.
I think a bean burger don't sound too bad, though.
But they have the spicy one. Let me tell you. The spicy bean burger.
I don't want to hear.
I mean, yeah.
No one's talking to you, Roman. We know how you feel. Okay? We know where you stand. Obviously, you'd prefer some meat.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you are more adventurous and willing to expand your horizons, get a spicy black bean burger. It might change your life.
Do not expand your horizons to some spicy black bean burger.
Where would I even get that?
Thank you.
It's in the frozen section. Morning Glory makes it. They have some, like, really good, like, sausage, too. Like some, you know, breakfast sausage stuff.
Is it real sausage? Or is
obviously
it
not, Roman, because I don't
see.
Eat.
Nah, don't go to a place called the Morning Glory.
They also make soy chorizo, which basically chorizo. Like, oh, if I make it, my family can't even tell the difference. So that's good, too.
This is set up.
All right. I guess.
That's how they hide the poison.
Do you see me dead? How I've been.
Girl,
I have not eaten
you
meat.
All, look. Look, you already talking about putting a hamburger in a fridge and the bread getting toasty.
Yeah, I can't stand
I'm sorry.
It's not toasty.
But you're dying
it's
slowly.
It is crispy. Totally
the bread
different.
Getting crispy. You talking about going to Costco to buy a pizza, unravel the aluminum foil, and take it all the way back home.
You know what, so I mean? Are you the type of person that likes like some like hot crispy fries too? Like crunchy fries or something like that?
Oh yeah.
I've seen you want to
if the fries
I should have
known.
Wait, what's wrong with crispy fries?
Yeah, this is
compared to
crispy.
Like the soggy fries?
Ew.
Absolutely not.
No.
No.
Nah.
Ew. No.
Nah, it can't be soggy.
Ew, soggy fries are disgusting. No.
No, like the Del Taco ones that like got the jiggle in it. Stellar. Those are mine. Those are mine.
I'm sorry.
I hate crispy fries so badly. Like if I gotta bite into it and there's a crunch, I will give that away. I will not eat a thing.
Two things. One, that sounded wild. Two, you went to Del Taco to get fries?
They got some good fries. They do have
good fries.
They do be a little
really
soggy.
Good.
That's the only time I wouldn't mind eating some soggy fries.
But
for, sure for the most
no,
part, no.
Was it Del Taco fries are really good for me? Baker's always has some really lightly fried up fries. I really like those.
I don't think I've ever been there.
I almost give you a location. But I feel like
that's your area spot. Yeah.
There's one down the street from my house. It's by that Rally's.
Again, your area. Because y'all, they're too far apart.
Y'all live away from civilization.
Anyways.
You know what? What about this song suggestion? Let's close with this episode. I'm off topic. Let's move on.
We even get through it. We got to...
It's gonna take forever, Jay.
I know. I gotta say.
Okay.
We got to four out of 26.
You think five? You think five is gonna keep the conversation going?
So that's covered.
We went through five and six.
You think seven is gonna cause a long conversation?
It will.
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious though.
Yeah, I'm curious too.
I know.
You guys ask a question.
We'll be quick. We promise. We'll be quick.
Okay, seven. Would you rather fight 20 miniature bears or fight one bear-sized spider?
Oh, bring on the bears.
Yeah, bears. I can't do spiders now.
A bear-sized spider, I die looking at it. It didn't even touch me. I'm like, what? Die from shock.
You know what? Mm-hmm. Actually, I might just pick the spider just because I would probably die just of the sight, and it would be a quick death.
No, I'm squabbling with the bears.
You said the bears are like spider-sized, Jay?
Oh, you said miniature. Oh, the bears, yeah.
20 spider-sized bear or one bear-sized spider.
Oh.
Come on now.
Yeah, I'm mixing them bears up.
Absolutely.
I'm dancing on them.
Yeah, it's ants. It's me at an ant hill just killing them. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. That was easy, yeah.
Maybe?
All right.
Look at this, quick.
Thanks, Jess.
All right. I should make like a theme for the song suggestion, huh?
Make a theme. Oh, we could.
Like a theme transition.
Whatever. Yeah, I think let about it be. Let
Let's
be
get it on it.
Any Huzel.
Did you say any Huzel?
I did.
So, who wants to go first?
Eat cold food.
Transition. Who wants to go first?
Oh, transition. Okay. Oh, okay. I'll go first. Thank
you. Girl.
nobody was answering. Okay.
I just assumed, like, you said something and I couldn't really hear it because I was being insulted by Roman. So I just assumed you was, like, volunteering to go first.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't say insulted.
Okay, my song suggest for this week is Reciprocate by Summer Walker.
I ain't even care about your riches. You know I'm a different girl. Can't come from a different world. It ain't even worth us splitting. But if you knew what I was hitting on, you never would have came at me like that. Never would have tried to play me like that.
I was listening to that today, and I was in my feels a little bit. And I put it as my note on my Instagram. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna just have that as my song suggest today. So, or for this week.
That's a good one. That whole album is.
That whole album, y'all. If y'all ain't listened to that yet, what are you doing with your life? Okay. Yeah, that was mine.
On to the next.
I'll do mine. I picked Mirage by One Republic. Is it just a mirage? Is it just a mirage? Just a mirage. It's a pretty short song, but it's like the theme they used in one of the new like Assassin's Creed video games. Not that I play it, but it just was like popped up on my YouTube and I heard it and I was like, ooh. That's a good one. Roman, you can calm down. You can calm down.
She's like, she knows she'd be playing it.
I don't play video games. I hate video games, so no, I do not.
Don't get me started on this subject. Next.
What's your song suggest? Please tell me it's something better than last time.
Right.
Dude, last time was Headsprung. You like that song.
That hasn't came out yet.
I thought we get that one.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
Oh.
What?
Last one was.
What?
Yeah. Hey, you're right. Nah, but still.
No, but the episode will be out still before this one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jake.
Hi.
What was this one? Oh, check the.
That'll be the intro into like the song suggestion.
The song is called "Check the Rhyme" by A Tribe Called Quest.
Days on the boulevard are lended. We used to kick routines and the presence was fitting. It was I, the abstract, and me, the 5 footer.
I kicks the mad style, so step off the Frankfurter.
Yo, Fife, you remember that routine that we used to make spiffy like Mr. Clean?
A tidbit, a spidgin. I don't get the message, so you got to
okay.
run the pigeon.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
Okay, bro, thanks.
A bit different.
Okay. And rhyme is spelled R-H-I-M-E.
I like that one, actually. Yeah. Okay. My song suggests is called Song Our Time Creates by Noah Guy.
Noah Guy.
His name is Noah Guy.
I know a guy.
He was probably making fun of because of that name. No, like, not even a disrespectful way. They were like, I know a guy.
Oh my god.
The bully in me would tear that apart.
Man, we know about the bullying.
Yes,
man.
We know.
You know what? Different episode, like, different time. Different
I know moves. I stabbed a guy, you know?
And hogtied.
I know a hogtied guy.
It should be a different word for stab if I'm only using a pencil. But like, we'll move.
Nah. You stab.
I know I jabbed just a with guy a pencil. With a pencil.
See, jab. I jabbed a guy with a pencil. That's
no, girl, you put you in his leg him. And you broke the leg.
Yep.
You were talking criminal. Like you was there, okay? Calm
you
down.
Said it. I remember that crime like yesterday.
That crime.
If y'all want to hear that story, go back to episode 3.
Yes.
You remember the
I'm
episode
surprised.
Of everything, guys?
You even remember that episode.
Edit it.
Oh, yeah. Again, different yeah, time, right. different me.
Yeah, that was like, what, a year ago?
Yeah. And when it actually happened, I was a kindergartner. You can't that's not who I am. I'm obviously not that person anymore.
She should have been tried as an adult.
At 5?
Yeah. That was the making of a villain.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I feel like I'm getting attacked a lot tonight. We gotta move on.
Hey, proof of the fact that she's a villain. She eat cold food. I'm telling y'all.
That's serial killer tendencies.
Buying a Costco pizza and opening the aluminum foil to let it cool down is
no
wild.
True crime talking about Ted Bundy wanted cold food. So I don't see, no.
He probably did.
What are you just assuming? Just assuming. That's
because
not
you know it seems like somebody something he would do, you know, because his mind is already, you know.
He definitely looks like somebody who ate cold food.
Yeah.
Just saying. Hog tying kids, stabbing them in the neck with a pencil and then breaking a leg.
Jay, you got a song?
I think
that's a
song.
Yeah.
So we're just going on. Then we just need to end this episode over.
Wait. Then my song suggestion is by a white guy, but it's a white guy who sings.
Oh, I know. I can tell. Noah Guy.
Anyways, goodbye, y'all.
Bye.
See you later.